This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 17th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective. It's been 10,080 minutes since we last spoke, and it will be 10,080 minutes until we speak again next Saturday, the 24th. In 3 weeks, that's 30,240 minutes from now, it will be the August Civic Weekend holiday. January the 1st is 168 days from now. That's 241,920 minutes until 2022 rings in. We're more than halfway through the year. I've been counting minutes between days to change your perspective about time. That way, as you approach your days and determine your to-do list, you'll realize that time is on your side. Last Saturday, I encouraged you to look after number one, to be selfish so you could be selfless and help others when called upon. After the show, I realized that just saying it's okay to put yourself first isn't enough. In order to change lanes when you're driving, you need to look all around you to check the side mirrors, the rearview mirror, and then make your move. Eyes only forward is dangerous. So too, in determining what you want to achieve and change in your life, needs you to look around, to view your life through different lenses, from different aspects. Ask questions, speak with others, and open yourselves to new ideas and different ideas. Rather than stagnate, we have the opportunity to learn from others, to see from assorted perspectives. By entertaining new thoughts, views, and feelings, we can see our goals clearer. Your life can be narrow and confining when you wear blinders and you look only forward and base your decisions only on what you hear in your head and your own experience. Some will say their own eyes won't lie. However, your world can look so very different when you look through different people's eyes. Different colored lenses, different magnifications, a different mood or mindset, a different place, all will alter your perspective. For example, up to July 11th, only 500 people have ever gone into space and looked down at our planet. Now that'll change. Thanks to the dreams and efforts of Richard Branson, not just a limited few will have the experience of being an astronaut. The Unity reached 50 miles above the Earth. Those aboard experienced weightlessness and saw our blue planet and the very thin atmosphere of our Mother Earth. Shortly, wealthy individuals will pay $250,000 to travel to space, and if Richard Branson is correct, at some point people will be able to do the same thing for $20,000 or less. July 11th, 2021 is a pivotal moment in history. It's changed the travel destinations of people to include space. Those aboard the Unity saw the atmosphere and shared their view. They described it as extremely thin, like an apple peel to an apple. Yet when we look from our perspective with our feet on the ground, the heavens look vast and our perception is that piercing it would be difficult. Dealing with climate change is not pressing then. However, I, for one, have now had my perspective changed and believe now, more than ever, in lowering the carbon imprint, starting with my own. Each of us live our days, but it's the moments we remember and the moments that count that can change our lives. We don't know what we don't know, so when we're given a chance to change our perspective and perceive our lives in a fresh way, it allows us to explore new options, create paths towards our goals that we may not have considered before. Just as one suborbital flight helps us to see our world and realize its fragility and acknowledge our responsibility as stewards of our Mother Earth, viewing our lives can shift the meaning of our lives. So today, I encourage you to explore your possibilities, to look with fresh eyes at yourself, your surroundings, your life, and to reach for your dreams and enjoy the journey of living your life. Take a look from different aspects. Try to be optimistic. If you're looking at the glass and you feel it's half empty, try to view it as half full. Widen your perspective. Seek the knowledge you need to open your mind and possibilities, and know that every perspective, no matter how different from yours, can shed light on your path and create opportunities so you can reach your goals and live your best while you struggle to get what and where you wish. The From a Woman's Perspective team are here for you. We welcome your questions and conversations, and we'll do our best to share our knowledge and experience and help you open your field of vision and entertain a new perspective. We'll help you put the pieces of your life's puzzle together so you can gain an understanding of any issue you may have. And then once you feel confident with your perspective, you can take steps to change, improve, or just live life as you wish, moving towards your dreams and goals and getting the things you want done as you plan. Now, after one important message, you'll gain a perspective on investing for your retirement from Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston. You're getting it straight from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of the book Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Last time I was on the show, we talked about the importance of having a plan that works for both of you and each of you. Now, the plan is the big picture. And to get the most out of your finances and make the big picture happen, there are a lot of smaller decisions along the way. Today, I'm going to talk about one of those decisions, CPP, and when to take it. Now, before we go further, I want to make this clear. Your CPP is yours. It is based on your past contributions and your past work history. Anything based on you means you cannot make your decision according to your neighbor, friend, coworker, family member, and do not pay attention to any rules of thumb. Rather, the best CPP timing decision is made by starting with a call to Service Canada for your personal estimate. They give us a very good idea as to what difference the timing decision makes for you. The timing of when to take CPP is one decision that I see a lot of people agonize over. And I get it. Of course, we want to maximize the benefit. Many times, the debate comes down to, do you take it early and get less, but you get to preserve your own money for longer, or do you defer and get a potentially higher benefit later? And we test out these scenarios in financial plans to give us a good idea of what timing is optimal. But there is one other consideration couples and those who have lost a spouse all too often don't take into account when making this decision. and that's the survivor CPP benefit. Remember, your plans need to work for both of you and each of you. For couples, know that in the event of survivorship, your combined own CPP plus survivor benefit can never be more than the maximum CPP. The calculation of the survivor benefit, it's complicated, and again, personal to your own circumstances, but it's important to factor this rule into your decision making. In the extreme example of two people both qualifying for the maximum CPP individually, in a survivor scenario, the death of a spouse would mean no survivor CPP benefit. That is a $14,455 decline in household income on the death of a spouse. Now, for those who are widowed before normal retirement and collect survivor CPP, your decision to take CPP early at 65 or defer to later needs to factor in how taking your own CPP will impact your current survivor benefit. The two are connected, and the combined benefit may be quite different from just adding the two together and are subject to the CPP maximum. Again, your personal circumstances are what matter, not a rule of thumb or someone else's experience. CPP is a valuable retirement income. It's guaranteed for life and grows with inflation. It's also complicated. Getting this decision right can have a big impact on you as an individual and, for those with a spouse, on your household and on an eventual survivor. So make sure you factor survivor CPP benefits into your decision about when to take CPP. Your plans need to work for both of you and each of you.
Well, it's the first time I've heard the phrase survivor CPP. Never thought about it. You've already changed my perspective, and I'm sure the perspective of several listeners. If someone wants to talk to you about survivor CPP or just about the big picture of a good plan for retirement, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. And if you're driving, don't worry. The information is on my website, marylins.ca, and all the contact information for everyone you hear today will be there as well. Leslie, thank you for changing my perspective about CPP and teaching me about survivor CPP. And I'm sure that others listening will be happy that they heard you too. Thanks again, and look forward to speaking to you soon.
Look forward to speaking with you too, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl discusses how we can delay our aging process naturally. Then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto and our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Each has vast experience in their field to share and help widen our perspectives. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So many of my patients will come in and ask me, how can I delay the aging process? And that's an age-old question. So we can actually influence our longevity by making daily commitments to our health. And longevity actually can be based on a lifestyle choice. So research shows that only about 25% of our longevity is inherited. And really the remaining 75% is determined by the way we live. So we can actually influence our aging process and change the conditions in our life to help us live a long and healthy life. So let's talk a little bit about why we age. So as we age, the mobility and elasticity density of structural molecules and proteins in our cells is impaired. And this is because of a process called cross-linking. And it's really the same chemical process that causes food to turn brown when it's cooked. Evidence actually suggests that aging can be caused by things like free radicals, and that causes oxidative damage to cells. And free radicals are really toxic byproducts of normal cellular metabolism. So normally as our cells age, we have waste material that we need to get rid of, and part of that waste material can actually create free radicals. So cellular damage is the main cause of deterioration of our bodies, happens as we grow older. And really, stress is really the killer. And when we think about stress, we're thinking about both physical and emotional stress that can cause free radicals, oxidation, and damage to our DNA. And really, you know, when we talk about stress, it only makes sense that finding ways to lower stress is really the best overall anti-aging remedy. Physical and psychological stress, we would address that naturopathically, both environmental as well as lifestyle choice, because really both environmental as well as lifestyle choices can impact stress in our body. Things like heavy metals from polluted water, electromagnetic frequency, radiation, chemicals, alcohol, cigarettes, poor diet, really all contribute to the production of a stress hormone called cortisol. So next week, I wanted to talk about some naturopathic ways that we can actually reduce our stress and help to decrease the aging process. So if people want to give me a call, they can call me at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So address stress naturally and you can live longer, and Dr. Betty can help you. She offers a complimentary 15-minute consultation either by phone or in person. So take down the number, take her on her offer, and learn how to live longer and healthier. 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to the tips for a long, healthy life next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
As you heard on this program many times, you don't know what you don't know until someone sheds light on a subject and opens your eyes to fresh possibilities. To enlighten us about hearing aids and how we can hear our best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So you're absolutely right. I'm a big fan of Darren saying you don't know what you don't know. And I'm a big fan of seeking the advice of professionals that make the most sense for the situation. It's actually the best way to be proactive in your health and well-being. So I've recently met a new client by the name of Ruth. Ruth is 92 years young, and she came to our office through her friend Ernie, who's also a client of ours. She introduced herself as Aunt Ruth. Now, when we were chatting, Ruth mentioned that she had been to another hearing clinic and they had made their recommendation, but she wanted a second opinion to see if I would make a similar recommendation. She wanted a second opinion because this was going to be her first set of hearing aids. So we performed all the typical tests, asked all the questions that we do to find the most appropriate hearing device for her. My recommendation was for a single hearing aid for her good ear, which was a fully in-the-ear model with a rechargeable battery. She was actually a little bit surprised by my recommendation, and so she asked, why only one hearing aid? So my answer was based on her hearing test results and the answers that she gave me based on her lifestyle that she actually lives. The hearing aid that I recommended would be fully automatic concerning any background noise and any speech, and would be easy for her to insert into her ear. And it would also be easy for any caregiver to maintain for her if she needed that. She was quite impressed with this recommendation because it took all of her particular needs into consideration. She also let me know that the other clinic was recommending a set of behind-the-ear models that she tried in their office, but she found them quite difficult to put in her own ears. Now, Ruth, after all of this, felt comfortable with me and liked my recommendations. She felt that this recommendation would serve her best, and she decided to work with me for her first hearing aid. So when you are seeking the advice of any professional, I believe You should find someone with who you feel comfortable with and will take the time to work together with you.
So, a fresh perspective from Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers. Everyone doesn't think the same. Everyone doesn't look at things the same way. And obviously, Ruth, I would call her Aunt Ruth, agreed with you and appreciated you giving her a fresh perspective. If someone wants your ideas about hearing and hearing aids, how do we reach you, Edmund?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. It's never wrong to get a second opinion, and it's always wise to get a fresh perspective. And Edmund's story definitely illustrates that. I'm sure Aunt Ruth will be happy with your services, Edmund, and I look forward to hearing another story next week.
Looking forward to it.
Sometimes we want to change our lives. We want to meet someone new. We're ready, and we don't know how. Taking steps to welcome someone new into your life can be easier when you have an experienced guide to listen to you and help you find the right person. Happily, we have our Cupid here, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. I was thinking this week, I was driving between Toronto and Peterborough, and it brought to mind a gentleman who met someone and married through our service. And it was interesting, the first conversation I had with him, because he said to me, "I know I'm probably wasting your time. I'm not sure if this is something I really want to do. I'm not sure if matchmaking is really for me." And I don't know how many times I've had a conversation with someone with those exact same words. And one of the nice things about being the owner of the company is I speak to so many people, and I'm always happy to have a conversation with someone. I'll take an hour with them. I'll find out what they're looking for, a little bit about their past so I can match them better if they do decide to go ahead. I'm not high pressure, always happy to give my opinion, let them know, you know, if we have enough people in the service that meet their criteria that are going to be a possible good match for them. So I always say to people, just, you know, take the time, give us a call. If you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, we do actually on our website, we have a chat feature, so you can type right in, ask any questions you want, and it's a person on the other end of that chat. So it's not a computer program or anything like that. So do take the time. Give us a call. I'm always happy to give you my opinion on how matchable you are.
Well, I get calls from people that want to talk to you that say, "Well, but, you know, I'm over 75. And I tell them,
not
you say, "Okay, that's good." And they'll say, "Well, you know what? I'm a woman and there are so many more women than men. She probably doesn't have enough men to help women over 75. And what do you say to that?
Well, we do work very hard on keeping our numbers even. And actually, our percentage of success goes up over the age of 70. So we have about a 75% success rate under the age of 70 and an 80% success rate in people over the age of 70. And we've talked about this before. You know, people become widowed in that age group. And the other thing we do is we manage our inventory very carefully. So, for instance, if I'm short of men, I'll advertise on Hockey Night in Canada, or I'll advertise on radio stations that are skewed more to the male demographic. So I'm very careful. I'm always doing that, managing, you know, the inventory we have, the right amount of men to women. And certainly we, a lot of people between 70 and 85. So the age is not an issue.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because it changes people's perspective of what matchmaking possibilities are for them. If someone wants to speak to you, I have your 877 number. And since we have listeners from all over the province, 1-877-334-9041. That will get you Cupid, Linda Miller, and her team. And she will give you the advice of someone who's been doing this for over 25 years. And remember, age is not a barrier. Linda, thank you for sharing that information. I think it will enlighten a lot of people, and maybe they'll pick up the phone and have that conversation with you and find that special someone.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Thank you. 1-877-334-9041. It can't hurt to explore the possibilities, and Linda Miller is an expert. She will share her ideas, her thoughts and her experience, and then you'll know how to proceed. Next, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. And then Realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. And there's lots more to come. So you'll be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Nice to talk with you.
Always happy to learn from you.
Well, what I wanted to talk about today is prevention. Of course, you know that's what I'm interested in. And really, not everybody understands that it's important to get your cholesterol tested. Not everybody has a family doctor. Some people go to walk-in clinics or emergency just when something is wrong. But it's really important to know where you stand in terms of cholesterol, which may be a risk for heart and brain disease. So there's seven conditions where it is advised to get your cholesterol tested and see where you stand. Number one is if you're a woman over 50, you should have your cholesterol evaluated. If you're a man over 40, the same holds true. If you've got heart disease, diabetes, or high blood pressure, cholesterol has an impact on these diseases, and you should know what your cholesterol is. If you're a smoker of just about any age, or if you've just recently quit, you should know what your cholesterol is, because cholesterol and smoke together are really a risk for heart disease. Some people with a family history need their cholesterol tested at a younger age, so family history is important. And waist circumference. If your waist is bigger than 35 inches for a woman or 40 inches for a man, it's important to know what your cholesterol is. And finally, if you're a man with erectile dysfunction, if things have changed for you, it is important to know what cholesterol is, because cholesterol lining the arteries may be a cause of erectile dysfunction. So in general, I think it's important for you to see your family doctor for a preventative healthcare assessment. But if you can't be assessed for everything, at least if you fall into one of these categories, you should have your cholesterol tested.
Well, you said it. You said it in a minimum of words, and we have solid advice about preventing cholesterol and taking charge of our health. Your book is a clear, concise book that helps navigate the journey of aging and taking charge of our health, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I believe that every woman should have one on her night table, and I don't think it could hurt a man to read it either. So I know I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's, and anyone who wishes to order a copy either as a gift for someone or for themselves are welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. And of course, you can go to your local bookstore or Amazon and ask for it, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. You can't go wrong when you get solid information and you take charge of your health. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Me too, Marilyn. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
I've always lived in the city. I'm a city person, and yet a quiet retreat in the country might be nice. But I need to be near stores. But I need doctors and dentists and medical help. I need to have neighbors and not be too isolated. I want a quiet place, but if this sounds like the voice in your head, you'll benefit by meeting Realtor Melanie Martin, who can put your doubts to rest and find you the perfect property north of Toronto. And she's here this morning with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, actually, I want to tell you that right now I'm sitting in front of beautiful Bass Lake. Now, as a child, I grew up born and raised in Rexdale, Etobicoke area. So we loved getting up to Bass Lake every weekend in the summers. It was beautiful. It's a small lake. You're swimming beginning of June until end of September, easy. Now, the deal of the week, Marilyn, is the property I actually talked about last week. This is such a good deal. Now, it just shows that these sellers are very motivated. We have moved our price down. Now, the property is, of course, a 3+2-bedroom raised bungalow, built in the 70s, but totally redone. So you have new kitchens, new bathrooms, new windows, new roof, new furnace. It has an above-ground pool that's negotiable in the backyard. But talking about yards, it's 109 feet by 280 feet. So you have a huge lot here that is on a private, quiet, dead-end road with beautiful neighbors. Everyone is friendly. It's a safe environment. You're only a few minutes from the beautiful Bass Lake for boating and swimming and fun all year round. But also, Marilyn, as you were mentioning, you want to be close to shopping. You want to be close to hospitals and rec centers and medical centers and the library and activities. We're only about 10 minutes from Orillia, and we're only a few minutes, as we say, from this beautiful lake. So what do you think of this deal, Marilyn?
Well, I think it's $799.9 for 109 by 280. If it was just the lot, it would still be a spectacular deal. And with a move-in ready home and a pool and a short distance to civilization or to a beautiful lake, I think that's wonderful. It answers the questions in my head. And I know that you listen to people and you guide them and you find them not just a home, but a dream home and at the right price. So if someone wants to talk to you, how do we reach you, Melanie?
Yes, please call me anytime at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. And you have new software on your website, and your website is linked to mine, marilyns.ca. Can you tell us what we can expect?
Yes, please do check in melaniemartin.com, and you'll see my website, and there's a little bit of an introduction about me, as well as there is my mapping system, which I'll have this new reduced listing at $799.9 sitting there for you to be able to do an overview by map. And you can just hover over it, and it actually pulls open the listing information. So do check out my website as well as calling me at the 1-800 number.
1-800-357-4193. Melanie Martin with a YN.com. And then you can see the property. You don't even have to leave home. And perhaps it will be showing you the perspective that will be the dream home in your head, and you can buy something fresh and new that makes your heart sing. 1-800-357-4193. Call Melanie, tell her what you're wishing and hoping, and tell her what you fear, and she'll put it together for you so you'll have no regrets. Thank you, Melanie, and I look forward to next week's deal.
Yes, Marilyn, I'll have something special for you then.
Bye for now. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, and we'll discuss how your perspective can impact how you dress and your personal style and more. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and we'll get tips and happy stories and learn from senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban poling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. For 40 years, I've owned and operated my own women's clothing store called Marilyn's in Toronto's Fashion District on Spadina. It's my belief that dressing is a visual way of communicating with others. I was once teaching a class on image and personal branding. There was standing room only. A student arrived late. She peeked in and then ran as quickly as she could to the back of the classroom. I stopped and asked the class to identify things they recalled about her. They accurately identified 20 things about her, proving that you create an impression very quickly. In fact, it's been proven that you create a first impression in the time it takes to blink. So if you believe how you present yourself doesn't matter, know that, like it or not, you're sending a message to others whenever they see you. Happily, you're in control of your look. This week I dressed Anna. She's 5'3". She's gained 20 pounds throughout COVID. She's not happy about the muffin top and extra weight she has on her hips. However, she's lovely. She has sparkling brown eyes, a beautiful smile, and lovely brown hair. I dressed her in a basic line of color with my black bamboo comfort wear. Black athletic narrow bottom pants with pockets and a bra-friendly tank top. Then I added an ocelot jacket that is a print of brown and black and white and tan. She looked in the mirror and frowned. She said, "I never wear a jacket to my thighs. I never wear anything brown. I never wear layers. It's too warm. I never wear narrow leg pants." I, Marilyn West, and her wardrobe doctor, stepped closer, pushed her sleeves to her elbows, and I pointed out that by layering the ocelot jacket over black, we had created a vertical line of color, drawing attention to her head and shoulders, and especially to her face, where her brown eyes popped without makeup, because the animal print mirrored the eye color of brown that she had. I explained she would be no warmer in a tank top and loose cardigan than in her short sleeve baggy t-shirt. The effect flattered her and also concealed the muffin top and hips that she was trying to hide, but without drowning her. Also, by adding volume to her top and using the slim leg pant, she looked taller and slimmer. I asked her to take a breath and view herself from a fresh perspective, as if she were looking at a stranger in the mirror. It took a moment or so, and then her shoulders relaxed, and she smiled. She realized she looked different from when she had entered in her baggy pants and big, big tee. However, she did look taller and thinner, and she looked great. She looked again, and then she relaxed and smiled. It took some explaining, and then she realized that different need not be bad or wrong. She purchased her outfit plus other pieces, and that gave her 8 pieces of clothing for 24 changes. That's Anna's story. She'll combine her new items with her old, and she'll use her new look to establish her best look. Anna's lesson can be yours. Don't be afraid to try something new or different. Do dress to highlight your positive features and camouflage anything you feel that is negative. Clothes, the right clothes, can help you look great and feel better and send positive vibes to everyone you encounter. To dress well and look your best involves a realistic self-evaluation of your appearance and your awareness of who you are inside your body. When you dress all aspects of who you are, your clothes not only fit you and flatter you, they also frame the real you and give you confidence. So take a good look at yourself in a full-length mirror and gain a perspective. And then move close and look yourself in the eye and learn what your eye color is and your hair color is and realize what beauty you have. In my store, Maryland's, I have clothes for every woman, and I'm happy to be your personal stylist and help you on your own journey to your best look. One call to set a date and time will do it. Just call me at 416-504-6777 or log on to the website marylands.ca. Now I'll go back to being Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll chat with Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. Each an expert who will empower you from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I have a couple of other pointers on the mental health benefits of exercise. Exercise is a powerful depression fighter for several reasons. Most importantly, it promotes all kinds of changes in the brain, including neural growth, reduced inflammation, and new activity patterns that promote feeling of calm and well-being. It also releases endorphins, powerful chemicals in your brain that energize your spirits and make you feel good. Ever notice how your body feels when you're under stress? Your muscles may be tense, especially in your face, neck, and shoulders, leaving you with back or neck pain or headaches. Exercise is an effective way to break this cycle. Physical activity helps to relax the muscles and relieve tension in your body. Since the body and mind are so closely linked, when your body feels better, so too will your mind. Finally, exercise can also serve as a distraction, allowing you to find some quiet time to break out of the cycle of negative thoughts that feed depression. So for more information, visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, or you can call me at 416-809-4084.
416-809-4084. 4084, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, and there's a link from Marylands.ca. You'll never regret looking after your health, and Christine does it so well. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
When it comes to downsizing or moving, you may have that negative voice in your hair. It may be saying, I'll never be able to sort all that stuff. I can't decide what to keep and what to give away or what to take to my new place. Moving might be a nightmare. If that voice is talking to you, stop. Take a breath and know that the From a Woman's Perspective team has an experienced senior move manager who'll gladly help you plan a seamless move and leave you smiling. Her name, Lori Bell. Her company, Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you for the kind words. You spoke of the importance of different perspectives earlier, and I can't think of a time where that seems more important. Many of us have spent way too much time through the lockdowns with precious little interaction with those we love the most. Now that we can get out and about, we can safely visit and distance, and it's great to be able to do that again. Screen time isn't the same as being there in person, and it gives us a chance to really engage with people and get a whole lot of different perspectives. I find that most of our older clients are independent thinkers. They engage, they know what they want, but they're interested in the world around them and how they can live their lives going forward, not the victims of old age, but the architects of their next chapters that work for them. Some health whammies may slow them down a bit physically, but in their hearts, they still feel like they're 40 or 45, regardless of their birth dates. My happy story this week is about Carl and Suzanne. They've lived in Toronto all of their lives, but they found that they weren't really frequent users of all the amenities that the city has to offer. Their son and his family live in Brooklyn, just north of Whitby, and at this point in their lives, they're ready to make the move to a condo nearby. Going to hockey games to see their grandchildren play seems way more appealing at this stage in their lives than going to the theater or another new restaurant. I'm working with Carl and Suzanne to space plan and to help them get rid of the things that they won't be needing now that they won't have a patio and a pool to worry about or a basement and garage to store things in. These two are excellent decision makers and are looking forward to settling into their new home and all the freedom that it'll give them. They're looking forward to being able to travel again next year, and it's pretty appealing to not have to worry about someone coming in all the time to check on the house for their insurance. This pandemic has nudged us all to consider how we want to spend our time going forward, and our dream team's delighted to work with this couple to ensure that their relocation in September goes smoothly.
Well, there you go, a new perspective, a fresh perspective, living away from the city, living near family, dealing with a move, and having someone like you hold their hand. How long do you think it will take to make this whole transition happen?
Well, basically, what we're doing, and they're smart because they're giving themselves lots of time. I'm going in once a week, once every 2 weeks in some cases, and we're just doing like maybe 4 hours at a time, just doing some downsizing at a leisurely pace. If they want to do stuff on their own in between, that's great, but it just makes it less stressful. And then we can strategically arrange for junk pickups and donation pickups and that sort of thing so that we can get them all ready to do their pack and move and unpack in a 3-day process.
Well, you've changed my perspective about moving. I had no idea that the downsizing could happen over time and leisurely and with the thought process behind it, and then a move happen and everything be wonderful. So Carl and Suzanne's story has changed my perspective. Thank you. And if anyone wants to find out about downsizing and moving and having the help of you and your dreams team, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. It is wonderful to have the help of an expert and gain a perspective so you don't have anxiety. And when it comes to downsizing and moving, there's no one better than Lori Bell, Senior Move Manager, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
Absolutely, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too. To those of you who've been tied to your home throughout the lockdown and are fed up with making do in your home, you wish you could get in and out of your tub more easily. You wish you could roll into your shower and sit comfortably and bathe. You wish your walker could go easily from room to room without obstructions, or you could access your yard more easily. You wish your kitchen was more user-friendly. Wish no more. Accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center is here, and he's going to explain how your wishes can become a reality. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And that's exactly what I'm all about. I want to make your wishes a true reality, and it's what this week's happy story is all about. I met a client a few weeks back, and her name is Linda. She lives at home by herself, and she's 70 years old. And her kids are starting to notice that she's starting to not be able to walk as firmly as she was in the past. And now she's using a walker. Their kids bought her a walker, and she's using it around the home. And as she's navigating the home now, she's starting to realize that her doorways are really narrow, and the hallways are really narrow. And going to the bathroom with a walker is almost impossible. She just can't move around the way she would when she didn't have a walker. So she invited me in because she was looking for solutions to these problems. And as I went there on a total home safety check, there are so many possibilities to make her life a lot easier. And what we're going to be doing for Linda is widening her doorways, widening the hallway, and removing a wall so she has a lot of space to move around with that walker. And then when we got to the bathroom, she's interested in a total bathroom renovation to make her life easier. So what we're going to be doing is removing her bathtub. We're going to be taking out a closet and making her door wider. So this way, she can live in the house that she loves for as long as possible. Now, this isn't huge, extensive work. This is probably going to take around 3 weeks to complete for widening doorways and bathrooms. And yes, it's 3 weeks of your time, but it's going to change her life because now she's going to be able to use her bathroom and use her home like she knew how to before she got that walker. And that's what it's all about. So like I said, we've started this project and we're 2 weeks in, 1 week to go, and things are going fantastic so far for Linda.
So basically, Linda's happy story is that you were able to diagnose the problem with your total home safety check, offer her solutions, and now she's going to be able to navigate her home, access her bathtub, and do the things she always did, and know that she can do it comfortably with her walker. Congratulations, Daniel. That must make you feel so good.
It really does. There's nothing more rewarding than giving somebody their independence back when they feel like they've lost it. And just because you might have a walker or a wheelchair doesn't mean it's the end of the line. There's so many things that can be done in a stylish, functional way, and that's what Total Access Center does.
So if someone wants to talk to you about getting a diagnosis for their home with a total home safety check, how do we reach you?
Yeah, so for sure, you can call me directly at 647-206-6409, and that will get you access to the total home safety check. This assessment's usually $89.95, and what it comes with is a full written report. I take pictures of what we look at in your home, and then I give you estimates of how much it's going to cost. So you get this full document, and you know what to expect and how much things are going to cost. And like I said, it's usually $89.95, and I'd be happy to give it away for free for the first three callers today.
647-206-6409. Have a fresh pair of eyes, look at your home, give you an assessment, diagnose the problems, offer you solutions. That's priceless, Daniel. You do it for $89.95. First three callers free. I'm so happy with that show special. Thank you. And I hope that Linda's job will get posted on your website so we can all look at it.
For sure. I'll post it on the website and Facebook page, which is Total Access Center. Just type that in the Facebook page. But thank you very much.
647-206-6409. A fresh perspective, fresh eyes, and then you'll know what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. And you'll be guided by an expert, Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. Thanks, Daniel. Look forward to another happy story next week.
Thank you so much.
It's time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly and Carlos and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Hopefully you've been able to see some things with a new view, entertain new thoughts, and address your fears. And hopefully you have a fresh perspective. There are about 10,000 minutes until we speak again here on Zoomer Radio. You can make each moment count. You can open your eyes to see in more than one direction. Open your mind to positive thoughts and new information. Consider using a new perspective to help you achieve your goals and live your best life each day. You can tackle your to-do list or revamp it as necessary. The important thing is to stay engaged in life, to seek answers to your questions, solutions to your problems, and empower yourself so you can make informed decisions and be in charge of your life. Feel free to call on your From a Woman's Perspectives team. Together, we can determine your best path and gladly help you achieve your goals. We'll help you widen your perspective so you can consider various points of view and draw your own conclusions. Simply reach out to us. Contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or as always, you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. 6777. I always welcome your calls, and we all look forward to having us, and we all look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. Remember, there are more ways to look at things beyond just your way. A change in where you stand may change everything. So don't stand still. Take action, find what's right for you, and please plan to join us next Saturday at 8 when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective. All the best. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.